ESPN's Teron Davenport, talking Titans now on Robbie and Rex Road on ESPN 102.5 The Game and the Game Nashville app.
It is that time of the week. Teron Davenport joins us now on the program presented by Bart Durham Injury Law. We head to our 102.5 The Game phone line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com to welcome him in. TD, good morning, man. How we doing?
Hey, good morning. How you guys?
Doing awesome, man. Appreciate you taking time to be with us. TD, I can't do 17 games of straight negativity, so I'm going to start this way. What are maybe a couple things that you've liked about the Tennessee Titans that you think is meaningful moving forward through the first two games of the season?
Well, I think the Alec Ironmaner emergence is one to really look at. I think when you look at the, you know, and I actually wrote about it, you know, how these guys, man, they got the green light. They're good to go. If there's a matchup outside that they like, they're welcome to take advantage of it. So you got to like that. I think, you know, the defense, 6 out of 8 quarters has played well. So I would put that into account. That's something. After that, you know, they run the ball okay. But after that, there's not really a whole lot to hang your head on.
I tried.
Well, I got through a minute of that. Okay. I was going to say, I'll try to ask a positive question too, but I'm low on them. But let me ask you about a positive development in the NFL that I'm questioning. Do you think the Colts are for real? Do you think Daniel Jones and the Colts are for real, TD? Do you think there's a little bit of fool's gold here? What kind of an opportunity do you think this is for the Titans?
Yeah, I think there's some fool's gold. I think it's a good opportunity for them to get a win in the division, you know, and this, if they can get a win this week, that'll really launch them. And it's, you know, just really interesting what confidence does for a player. So I look at this Colts team. Daniel Jones has played well. I think it is somewhat a fool's gold, though, because I feel like the matchup, it works in the Titans' favor, especially when you look at, as we mentioned, on the outside. So
TD, you know, it's been 2 weeks, so not a lot of sample size for Cam Ward. I mean, the numbers aren't going to, you know, blow you away or anything like that. But what have you made of what you've seen from Ward to this point, given the fact that, frankly, he's not gotten a lot of help from his receivers and his offensive line? What do you like? What do you want to see the next step being from Cam Ward moving ahead here?
Well, I think the next step is to be able to get the consistent check down. You want to get to that. He said that he needs to work through his progressions quicker when I asked him about that specifically. So that's something I think also just being able to believe it when he sees it. You know, he's still in a little bit of that deer in headlights mode. You saw it on the strip sack. You know, he looked at Chigakonkwo wide open, you know, in that little on the flat there, and he didn't throw it. You know, and if you throw that, that's a completion. You get a guy that could catch and run, and you don't get strip sacks. So, you know, those are a couple of things I think he needs to get better. The game is going to start to slow down for him eventually, and he's going to start believing what he's seeing. And I think when he does that, the offense is going to be even better, and that's going to help in the sack category too, because like Brian Callahan said, that's not an O-line problem. That's an offense problem. So the blame has to be spread around.
With the O-line, look, we've talked about it. I mean, right now, Dan Moore, you know, I mean, he's got to play better. But right tackle, obviously, is a big concern. I mean, no participation from J.C. Latham. Obviously, we'll get the official word today. Do you expect him to be out? And if so, do you what would you do there? Obviously, they keep trying different things. I get Brian Callahan has kind of ruled out the idea of bumping Hants outside. But what do you think is the best answer?
Yeah.
Prayer.
I don't think Latham. Go ahead and have a little talk with Jesus. That might be what you need. But all jokes aside, I think I would try Udo out there again and just give him a chance, like from the start, as opposed to throwing him out there. And I know you got to stay ready so you don't have to get ready, but there's still something too, like being, hey, all right, man, you need to go out there and you're up. Come on. I think there's something to that, and it makes it a little more difficult to have an impact. So if it were me, I would give Udo another shot and just tell Ajukwu, hey, look, be ready because we just very well may turn to you.
So, TD, I don't want to overblow it because, you know, it wasn't perfect by any stretch, but I was pleasantly surprised not only with his availability in the game, but L'Jarius Sneed's level of play in the game against the Rams. Did a good job against what we know is going to be a future Hall of Fame wide receiver in Davante Adams. He got a couple of times too, which is going to happen against Adams. But I guess how encouraging was what you saw from him from the standpoint of trying to project that forward and what that can mean for him as he gets more reps under his belt?
Well, I think it was really encouraging because he was pretty sticky for the most part with his coverage, you know, and he even in the end zone, you know, you saw him make some plays. So to me, I think it's something to build on. The fact that he played all those snaps, you know, is pretty significant because he's a guy that obviously hadn't played, you know, for quite some time, you know, so that's a start, and just let him continue to work his way back.
How big of a issue could Tyler Warren be for the Titans on Sunday, TD? He looks pretty good right now.
Yeah, that's a matchup problem, you know, and he's a guy that's kind of like, you know, too big for DBs and too fast for linebackers. So it's the ultimate matchup, and they work to get him the football. So I think that's something that the Titans are going to have to figure out. Denard Wilson's got to look at closely. But, yeah, that's a matchup problem without a doubt. And you got to make sure that not only him, Josh Downs, you know, A.D. Mitchell, Alec Pierce, you know, getting vertical, and obviously Michael Pittman, as well. So they're stacked with weapons. And, oh, by the way, the last time this team faced the Titans, Jonathan Taylor broke off a smooth 216. So yeah, you got to worry about that too.
Yeah, that could be a big issue. So, you know, TD, it's very early with Oladejo in this process. We were talking about, you know, Blake Bedingfield earlier in the week basically saying that he's seen zero from Oladejo to this point on tape. So, what have you seen? Do you agree with that assessment? And if you do, like, at what point, even though it's a second-round pick and it's two games into his rookie year, do you start to worry about that?
Yeah, zero is pretty harsh. I wouldn't say I saw zero. He's getting some pressures. I think the big thing is just the way he's holding up against the run and setting that edge. I mean, there was a play last week where he made the tackle by blowing up the tight end and throwing him into the running back. Those are the types of things. Like, to me, that's something. Obviously, he's not, you know, Javon Kearse, and that's okay. He's still a pretty solid player with a lot of potential.
So, TD, back to Cam Ward. We were talking about this earlier because he has mentioned it more than once, and frankly, I very much appreciate it because I couldn't agree more with the idea of grass, you know, grass practice field, and then obviously you have a turf – you know, playing field for your games. To me, the data shows that it is safer overall. Obviously, it's more expensive. The Titans still could do like what Arizona does in the new stadium and do the trays of grass. I mean, what do you think about that, first of all? Do you think it's that big of a deal? I know the turf has gotten better, much better than it used to be. And do you see any scenario where the Titans would actually consider this? I mean, even because the franchise quarterback is talking about it.
Yeah, I don't think it's something they do at all. It's fun to talk about, and it's pretty cool that he's lobbying for it. And they're not doing that. I mean, you know how much money it was to shift to the other. So they're not doing that. And I mean, they did research and everything, and they feel that was the right thing for them. So that's where they're at.
Well, again, but I'm saying like at the new place, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, I know now they're not going back. I know they're not going back at Nissan, but in 27, because they've already said they're not going to do that. But to me, it's like, and it will be more, but I just wonder if maybe there'd be a consideration for that now.
Yeah, that's a good question. But I mean, they're going to have to, because you have the roof there. So it would be there's a way of planning that they have to do to account for that. So I doubt it from that. Unless they're going to be in Arizona in a couple of weeks, and maybe they'll see how the Cardinals are working, you know, and have that field that goes in and out of the stadium to be able to get the sun and rain and all the things that needs to grow.
TD, great stuff as always, man. Appreciate you taking time to be with us. Have fun this weekend, and we will talk to you next week. Teron Davenport, our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road, presented by Bart Durham Injury Law. We'll react to what TD had to say, take another look at the Titans and the Colts, and we'll see, coming up at 8:30, if Ian and Joe have enough courage to join me and predicting a Titans win this weekend. All that ahead, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5 The Game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5 The Game. If you're going to Titans-Colts this Sunday, stop by John Bon Jovi's before you head to Nissan Stadium and join us for the pregame show. Big Joe, Derek Mason, and Chris Sanders from 9:30 to 11:30. Pregame show brought to you by Parman Tractor and Equipment, Old National Bank, Circa Sportsbook Kentucky, and Tennessee Brew Works. Also, big game tomorrow. Commodores back at First Bank Stadium and taking on Georgia State. Pregame at 5 o'clock on 102.5 The Game. Kickoff at 6:30. Vanderbilt football brought to you by Gary Ford's Acura, Jimmy Kelly's Steakhouse, and Smoky Mountain Tops. We'll have Pigskin Pick'em coming up here in just a few minutes, and we will make our Titans and Colts picks, among other games that is coming up. TD talking about a lot of things there. You know, the positives did not have a long list. We did not mention special teams there, as somebody on the text line pointed out. The special teams have been very good.
That's right.
To this point. So another positive to add to the list. It is interesting, like the, you know, that next level for Ward, kind of seeing the checkdowns in front of him. And Bedingfield mentioned that in his piece, too, of, you know, he passed up on Lockett a couple times, who was wide open to get down the field to a deeper target, and it did not work out. So could you, that next step for Ward, could you handle just taking what the defense gives you at times and being happy with that? We'll see. I don't want to take the playmaking totally out of him, but like if Lockett's wide open for a 6-yard gain, sometimes that's the right play to make.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, and there's some times when he's passed some of that up to try to do something bigger, which I think it's just you just have to have a feel. Like sometimes you take the short stuff and you just keep it moving, but you can't always do that either, right? Like you're not going to score enough points if you try to methodically drive the football every time. We know that.
Yeah.
Something is going to happen. A holding penalty will happen. A ball will get tipped.
Especially this team.
Well, right. So chunk plays, you do need to at times be like, you know what? Yes, I got 6 yards right now, but I got a shot with this one. But then it's that balance of also you can't go 3 and out all the time or have turnovers because you're doing that. The Titans, by the way, are closely monitoring our show as we talk about the grass. Like, this would be a fantasy for Stilly if he got texted I told you, I dictate policy in this town. My Stilly's really gotten out of practice. But
I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah, I don't know. It's it's gotten a little weird. The point being made to me is that so you need to have these trays in the new stadium for the grass.
Yeah.
And so you have to have like the storage for that, which is like what Arizona does. The
sure.
The Titans rent the new stadium and then there's a 100-foot perimeter and then the city has the rest they're trying to develop. So in other words, not feasible because there's not room in the perimeter around the stadium.
Okay.
I say find a way and levitate the thing if you need to, but hey, it's not my money.
Suspend
okay?
it in the air.
Yeah, exactly. And then also a point being made, the grass was bad. We talked about that. I understand that. But as far as an interesting thing here too, Titans practice on both turf and grass because we play on both turf and grass away games. Okay. Well, then that was a really flawed approach for decades when you played on grass and practiced on grass and played in turf stadiums away. So, boy, that was to me, it's like I would rather you play the exact same field at your home stadium, which you know is 8 or 9 games,
yeah.
And then you also know a handful of the other ones will be that too, then that.
You're all about the grass is what we're getting at here.
Yeah. I like grass.
And you are pissed off for greatness that they do not have the grass, is what we've determined on the show.
Keep fighting the good fight, Cam.
You and Cam Ward.
Cam and I will keep fighting.
Get some grass
Find a way.
In the building.
Find a way.
We'll see if it happens.
Yeah.
We have made the Colts fans mad again. We'll get to that here in a few minutes. Let's go to 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Welcome in Adam in Portland to the program. Adam, good morning. Thank you for calling in.
Dude, it's been like probably in the past 26 years, I very rarely pick against the Titans. So this is especially to get thwarted at home, but I'm picking 31-3 Colts. And I'm hoping that it's bad enough that it gets our coach fired. This is an exercise I want you to do with me, Robbie, if you would, because I think we're gonna get thwarted. But it's not because of our players, man. I love our players. I like what Borgonzi's doing. It's because of our coach. I hate our coach. I hate his dad. I think they suck. take them
hate
and put them,
Adam, hate, them, come
hate,
on.
Hate. Take them and put them on the Packers and then give me LaFleur. And what's the season look like? What's our outcome look like? What's our record?
What do you think? What do you think it is? You put Matt LaFleur on this team. First. I want you to tell me what the record is.
All right, so the Packers are 0-2, and we are 1-1 with a really good chance of being 2-0.
So, okay, what's the whole season plays out? Matt LaFleur coaches this team. What's your season record?
9-10 wins.
Okay,
maybe. All we got
right.
a good defense.
Bye.
Dude.
Hey, come on.
9 or 10 wins. 9 or 10 wins, because all it takes is competency right now. It doesn't even take being special.
You don't notice the players? So you're not noticing the players. This is all the coaching. The coaches are screwing up these great players.
The coach, everybody's got pros, dude, but a lot of it's got to be with, can you move a pocket and put an extra tight end? It's that simple. And he doesn't do it. He's like, hey, Cam.
Yeah, he does.
Come on, dude.
They actually did move the pocket with pretty good success last week.
Thank you, Adam.
It's funny because Bedingfield, by the way, we were reading Bedingfield's report. Yeah. He was like, this is the best play calling, play design, all that stuff that Callahan's at. He did a lot of good things. I mean, come on.
Now, look, I agree that they would be a better team with Matt LaFleur.
Sure. Like, I agree that Matt LaFleur is a better coach than Brian Callahan. Yeah. And if you agree with that, then you really have come a long way.
I do.
But, like, come on, Adam. Come on. Like, you're Adam has taken
the playoff team.
Yeah, Adam's taken the blame pie, and I understand you get fixated on something and you just want it to change. And so, I get fans. Look, you have a right to be mad about and questioning of Brian Callahan and Bill Callahan and all that stuff. But guys, they still suck as a team. Okay, let's not take away the credit for the state of the roster completely either.
One texter says Adam from Portland likes grass too. Apparently.
Add it to the list.
Well, maybe not enough. Maybe take a few puffs with all the hate. We don't need to hate anybody. Okay? It's all love, man. It's all love.
I smoke weed constantly.
Ben from Cumberland City and I have been going back and forth about whether or not the Colts are fool's gold. We'll find out as they move forward here. He does say this: I'm a Colts fan that loves this show. I text in frequently, but man, Colts-Titans week is hard due to the lack of actual reporting. It's always hate. I'm a Colts fan in Middle Tennessee. I've grown up not to hate the Titans as much. I hear nonstop Titans talk. It's kind of hard to. Well, Ben, we love you. We do. We appreciate you listening. But we are a sports talk radio show in Nashville, Tennessee. So, yes, it is nonstop Titans talk.
Yeah, it's kind of a strange how that works, isn't it?
Yeah.
You see Indy Ben? Indy Ben's weighed in.
And, like, frankly, it's not really my job to report on the Colts either.
Yeah. We'll try to weave in some Colts today. Maybe we could do like Colts Live. I mean,
we're not reporting on the Colts.
We like Milwaukee sports. Why can't we do some Indy sports?
That's true.
Indy Ben says, hilarious to me that TD and pretty much all of you Titans media keep harping on all the things the Titans have to worry about when facing this Indy offense, but then you expect to win on Sunday and think it's fool's gold.
Titans are winning.
Indy Ben has finally weighed in. I'm very disappointed that Indy Ben has not been talking more trash like that. I think there is some fool's gold, Ben. Is Indy, Ben, you're all in on Indy? Indiana Jones, you're all in?
Ben from Cumberland City was acting like his first text was talking about, it's amazing how they've just lucked into all this in the NFL. I'm like, well, it's been 2 weeks. Like, we see this happen every year in the NFL.
Yes.
And I'm not even saying that this is going to happen to the Colts. But I would like to direct your attention to the New Orleans Saints last year, who started 2-0 and scored 47 against Carolina,
yep,
and 44 against the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, yeah.
So they were, but in their first two games, in the mid-40s, averaging points 2-0, looking great. And then they lost 7 games in a row and ended up 5-12.
Oh, boy.
So, again,
that's
I'm not
the Colts,
I'm not
says
saying,
Robbie.
I'm not
that's
saying
the Colts.
that's what's going to happen to the Colts. But to sit here and act like we don't see this happen every year in the NFL – where a team gets off to a good start that really, in the grand scheme of things, isn't always all that good. I mean, come on. We see this all the time.
I think Indy's skill, guys, it is good. Like, Pittman's healthy now, and Warren, that's a good group. And now, right now, Jonathan Taylor's healthy. They're good. Their roster's pretty good. But, again, the Dolphins are cheeks. Can we all agree? The Dolphins, I mean, they put up a fight last night, and then reality.
By the way, the Titans are cheeks too. So
yeah, but also the Titans should have beat the Broncos just like the Colts did when this amazing, you know, hey, let's line up for a 60-yarder. Oh, that's a little too far away. But, oh, thank you for the penalty. I mean, look, good for the Colts. Let's take it easy. This is going to be, I think, a competitive football game Sunday. If I'm wrong about that, I won't be as wrong as Robbie, who thinks the Titans are going to win by 30. Have some of that, Indy Ben.
We're going to be coming in on Monday, and the final score will be 24-21 Titans, as I've said repeatedly this week. Pigskin, pick 'em. Coming up next, we'll pick this game. We'll see if Ian and Joe have the courage to join me picking the Titans, and we'll get to some college football games as well. Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5 The Game.
Now, it's time for Pigskin Pick'em with Robbie and Rex Road on ESPN, 102.5 The Game, and the Game Nashville app.
It is time, Pigskin Pick'em, here on the program. Your favorite segment of the week. And if you've been listening to Ian so far, it is your favorite segment of the week because, man, is he on a roll to begin the season. Ian so far, 5-1 last week with his lock. We all had a pretty good week. 5-1 with his lock. Rex Road 4-2 with his lock. I'm 4-2 without a lock, which brings the overall standings in the competition to this. Ian Safar, through 3 weeks, Joe, 14-4. 14-4, 3-0 in his locks, 17 points. Joe Rex Road, 8-10 overall, had a bad first week, has rebounded nicely since then. 3-0 on his locks, 11 points. I'm 10-8 overall. I can't get a lock to save my life. 0-3 on my locks. 10 points in last place in the competition. With that in mind, we begin with our first game for this week. The UAB Blazers heading into Knoxville tomorrow to Neyland Stadium to take on the Tennessee Volunteers. Tennessee, a 39.5-point favorite in that game. Ian Safar, you are in first place. You go first. The Vols, favored by 39.5.
Yeah, I'm a little bit torn on this one. You know, the Vols coming off, playing very well, of course. Coming off a emotional game, a physical game against Georgia. I think UAB is not good, but I don't know if they're terrible. 39.5, I mean, that's a 50-10 type of score. I think I'm actually going to take UAB to squeeze this one out to cover that one.
Going UAB plus 39.5 in this one. Joe Rexroth, UAB, Tennessee.
I'm just going to assume that somewhere along the way, Trent Dilfer pissed off Josh Heupel. So give me the Vols.
I've learned that the Vols kind of cover in these situations. I think they're going to cover. What's weird is the
I hate being having a pick with you and against Ian. I feel like we're both going to lose.
Well, we might. The interesting part of this on the FanDuel Sportsbook is, you know, it's a 39.5 point spread, and then you look at the over and under, and it's like 69.5, and it's like, you think Tennessee's going to win by like, it's like 50-8? You think it's going to be like 65-10? Like, what's going
to
be the score?
Well, yeah, it's the thing. If that's the over under, they think it's more like, yeah, like 60-10.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, I'll go Tennessee. Minus 39.5. They'll keep throwing the ball. That's what I feel good about in these picks with Tennessee specifically is when the backups come in, they still throw it.
Yes.
They still chuck it. So I'll go Tennessee minus 39.5. Georgia State and Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt, a 27.5-point favorite. Joe Rexroth, we begin with you.
Yeah, I definitely like that half point off 28 because I think it's going to be something like that, something like 38-10. So give me Vanderbilt.
Give me the Doors. You know, I've gone against the Doors the last 2 weeks. I'm not doing it again. Give me Vanderbilt. Minus 27.5 in a revenge game against Georgia State. Ian Safar, Vanderbilt, favored by 27.5.
Also a little bit worried about the letdown factor off a big game here, Vandy. But having lost to Georgia State last year, I think it was last year, right?
Yep.
And so, yeah, you know, I'm also going to take the 27.5 with Vandy to cover. Yes.
Vandy minus the 27.5, a clean sweep here on the program. The Titans and the Colts coming up Sunday.
We know what you're doing.
At Nissan Stadium. Colts a 4.5-point favorite in this game. Titans lock. Give me the Tennessee Titans. Not only to cover the plus 4.5. They will win 24-21. Lock on the Tennessee Titans. For perhaps the only time this year. Ian Safar, Colts, favored by 4.5.
This one was tough, too. I think I'm also going to take the Titans to cover.
Yes.
Yeah.
Going Titans to cover.
Probably. I don't know if they'll win, but I think it'll be close enough. 4.5 plus 4.5 Titans. I'm going
to
take it.
I need a score prediction from you. And who's winning?
Give me Colts 27-23.
Okay. Joe Rexroth, Colts favored by 4.5 in this game.
Colts 23, Titans 17. Give me the Colts.
Going with the Colts. So to answer the question, Joe Rexroth did not have enough courage to join me in picking the Tennessee Titans.
I had the courage in giving them 17.
Yeah, it's real great. That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
That's what Titans fans are waiting for. We move to the individual portion of the program. Ian Safar, your first individual selection.
Okay. This one kind of out there. Give me the Saints. Plus 7.5 at Seattle.
Oh, I like it. Saints plus 7.5 against the Seahawks. Also a team like the Titans that you're not going to see people pick a whole lot this week.
So, yeah, that extra half a point.
I like it.
You know, little Saints are not good. But, yeah, I'm going for it.
I like it. Saints plus 7.5. Joe Rexroth, your first individual selection.
Go Seahawks. We need this to become a better competition. I'm big this week. I'm big on the home faves. Home faves in certain – but actually, this is not a home fave. This is – Oregon State. Oh, no, it is. I'm sorry. It is. And it's a little bit surprising. Oregon State is terrible. They're at Oregon, you know, in-state rivalry. Oregon's minus 34.5. Give me Oregon and just give me Oregon.
Oregon.
I got to figure out which one of these I want to make a lock, but I'll just give me Oregon.
Oregon, minus 34.5. Rex Rhodes, first individual selection. Give me the Oklahoma Sooners minus 6.5 against Auburn. They're going to win by 3 touchdowns in this game. Oklahoma minus 6.5 against Auburn.
You've done this against Auburn before, heading out there to the plains. Didn't work out for you this all that well. I'm just saying.
That's true.
You hate Auburn, don't you?
I actually kind of like Auburn. Anybody that pisses off Alabama, I'm cool with. Oklahoma minus 6.5 against Auburn. Joe Rexroth, your second individual selection.
All right, Purdue at Notre Dame. Notre Dame minus 25.5. I know that Notre Dame's defense has been it's been problematic, and they've lost something there for sure. They are going to absolutely put a number on the Boilers, okay? Give me Notre Dame. Make that one my lock, minus 25.5.
Rexroth locking down on the Irish, minus 25.5 against Purdue coming up this weekend. Give me the Atlanta Falcons, minus 5.5 against Joe Rexroth's beloved Carolina Panthers. I think this is quickly coming to an end for Bryce Young out there in Carolina, and it will continue this weekend. Give me the Falcons, minus 5.5 against the Carolina Panthers. Ian Safar, your second individual selection.
Okay, I'm going to go with an under in this one.
Here we go.
NFL under Las Vegas at Washington. A nooner early game for Vegas. Jaden Daniels, iffy. 44.5 under, make it my lock.
Woo. Yeah.
Locking down on the under, 44.5. Might see Marcus in the game. May see Marcus Mariota.
He's about to blow your over-under up there, buddy.
And Geno's off to a fantastic start, too. So, you know, we'll see.
Yeah. A little more Tom Brady in the headset.
Could be some tough football out there. For my final pick, am I going to stay up to watch it? Probably not. But give me Michigan State plus 18.5 against USC. Late night. Trojans will be lulled to sleep out there. They got their head coach having to write a letter apparently to his fan base to show up to the game. So give me Michigan State, Sparty, plus the 18.5 against USC. Ian Safar, your final individual selection.
Okay. I'm going to stick with the AFC South battle. Houston, plus 1.5 at Jacksonville. Give me Houston to not start 0-3.
Texans, plus 1.5. Against the Jags. Got Liam Cohen and Trevor Lawrence barking at each other out there.
That is a surprising line. A little bit, right? Tell me, maybe? A little bit?
I mean, no mess with Duval.
I guess.
Texans, plus 1.5 against the Jags. Joe Rexroth, your final individual selection.
I should do, like, listener's choice here. You know, I'm looking at Temple, Georgia Tech, minus 23.5. I'm also seeing the Chiefs only -5.5 for the Giants. Oh, and then I was going to lock in like the Ravens -4.5 against the Lions. Ravens are going to win that by 3 touchdowns. Which one do I do?
I don't know.
I've already used my. Can I switch my lock?
Nope.
I can't switch my lock. Gosh dang it. Notre Dame, don't screw this up. You know what? I'm going to stick with college football. Temple at Georgia Tech -23.5. Georgia Tech will win by more than that. Give me the rambling wreck from Georgia Tech. I'll just ignore the NFL.
23.5?
23.5.
Georgia Tech -23.5 against Temple. Ian, did you have a lock? You did.
Yeah, I locked the under. Locked in that under. 44.5 on Vegas, Washington.
You had a lock, too, called the Ten of Cheeks Tight Buns. Congratulations.
I don't want to hear a word from you two on Monday. If they win this game Sunday.
Hey, I picked them to cover.
The first 5 minutes is going to belong to me. On Monday morning.
I'm here for it, man. I'm here
Please.
For you to
the
like.
The floor is yours.
Absolutely. Take it over and just give your Oscar.
Tighten
speech.
Up, baby. Let's go. Ryan Callahan, you better not let me down.
It's your time.
Or you're not going to like Monday morning. We'll take your final thoughts on the Titans and the Colts this weekend in college football coming up next. 615-737-1025. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025 the game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road. I got some tickets to give away. A pair of VIP tickets to the Nashville Oktoberfest for Sunday, October the 5th. Caller number 3, 615-737-1025. Caller 3 will win a pair of tickets, a VIP tickets to the Nashville Oktoberfest coming up on Sunday, October the 5th. MTSU back in action this weekend, hosting Marshall at Floyd Stadium at 6 o'clock. You can catch all the action on Totally Hits 93.3 with coverage also available on the Totally Hits Nashville app. And it totally hits Nashville.com. Trevor, very much looking forward to the Titans theme victory song that I will select on Monday morning after the 24-21 win against the Indianapolis Colts.
Well, you want you to have your own. You're going to come up with your own? You're going to pen a song.
Well, I might do that.
The Titans love song. Or we just play, with the Tennessee Oilers.
I mean, that's kind of that's my favorite one.
That's the default.
Yeah.
A lot of people on the text line are talking about James Williamson being the antidote to Tyler Warren. I don't know if I buy that one. I mean, James Williamson, like, can run.
It's James Williams, so.
Dang it, Colin Shelbyville. you're turning me into Kaharski here.
I don't know who James Williamson is, but if he could help the Titans this weekend, I'm all for it.
This Jason Williamson character, he can really cover tight ends. Yeah, sorry, James Williams. Yeah, I don't know if I I don't know, man. I'm bored with that one.
I hope James Williams has a nice career in the NFL, but the guy not starting for the Tennessee Titans, and you think that he's like the secret shutdown weapon to Tyler Warren?
He's the tight end eraser.
Because he used to play safety?
He's the tight end eraser.
We'll see.
He's the next Dane Cruikshank.
I hope so.
Who came in and just said, Travis Kelce.
James Williams.
You're done.
Could be a huge part of the reason why the Titans walk off the field with a 24-21 win on Sunday.
Yeah. You might need it.
Might need him.
You might need him.
I hope so.
Just a couple picks.
That Tyler Warren
gets
pretty good,
coverage.
Though, huh?
Yeah. No, he is good. No, look, their offensive skill is, again, it's downs. You know, obviously, again, Pittman, you know, Pierce, I mean, made a huge play, you know, some huge plays last week. Like, it's a good group to distribute the ball to, especially if you have Jonathan Taylor running like this. And he looks great. He's still – you forget, right? When a guy gets hurt and kind of other backs emerge in the league, of course. Derrick Henry's still up there at the top. But Jonathan Taylor is, when he's right, top 5 back. I think that's fair to say. Top 5, 6?
6 or 7, yeah.
Okay. Well, all right. Pretty good.
Yeah.
Right now he's good. You know, do I trust him to stay healthy all year? No, but he is now.
A couple of things to monitor today on the injury front for the Titans. J.C. Latham has not practiced yet this week with the hip injury. We'll see what that looks like today. Not sounding great that he's not practiced at this point, so that obviously that's a huge deal.
Yeah.
Legarius Sneed has not practiced with the back injury to this point this week. Now, Kuharski made it seem like the other day that he doesn't think that's going to end up being a big deal, but we'll see.
I'm going to trust you, Kuharski. I'm trusting you.
I'll tell you another one that's interesting. And I'm not panicking or anything, but Jarvis Brownlee showed up on the injury report on Thursday. Now, he was a limited participant on Thursday, so it's not like he just wasn't out there. But he wasn't on the injury report Wednesday. He's on there Thursday, so we'll see what that means for his status moving forward. Sweat has been limited the last couple of days with an ankle. He said earlier this week that if it's up to him, he's going to go. So we'll see. And Zeitler, with the bicep, did not practice Wednesday, limited yesterday. So good to see him back out, at least in a limited capacity.
Yeah, it's getting a little better with him. Now, sweat's important. Again, whether sweat ever becomes a quarterback factor, you know, I don't know. But a team like this that wants to run the ball and can do it at a high level.
Yeah.
Yeah. Having sweat up front in the middle of that line to help Simmons out a little bit, pretty important in this matchup.
Yeah. And, you know, obviously, again, hopefully Snead's out there ready to go. Hopefully the Brownlee thing's not that serious, because if your top two corners on the outside are banged up, that's probably not a good sign for you.
Yeah, I wonder
this game.
Brownlee hurt his ankle in practice yesterday.
Probably.
And left.
Probably so.
In the middle of it.
Probably in during the week injury. So
hopefully, yeah. Not,
not
too
great.
Because
their corner depth is not great.
No. No, it is not. No, it is not. So we'll see what happens on that front. You know, I said it earlier in the show. This is not, you know, it's not like it's a must win from the standpoint of, well, if the Titans want to keep their playoff hopes alive, they better win this game against Indianapolis. We all know the score. We all know the playoffs ain't happening this year for the Titans. I do think this is a big game for your fan base. Like, you've lost a lot. You won one game at Nissan Stadium last year, and it came in overtime, and you had to hold on to do it. You know, they've seen a lot of bad football played at that stadium. You had a home opener where the announced attendance was what it was, but everybody saw the crowd shots. Like, there wasn't a whole lot of people in the stadium for your number one overall pick's home debut. Like, the fan base is looking at this, and they're tired of losing. They're tired of everything that we've talked about with the Titans over the last couple of years. This would be a great game to go out there and win against your divisional rival.
Yeah, it's a crucial change the discussion thing, you know?
Yeah.
It's because it's not getting easier, and it hasn't just been an 0-2 start. It's an 0-2 start accompanied by a lot of things that are really concerning, and a lot of people are upset with it, and some people like Adam in Portland is really upset
with
it. Maybe too upset with it. Maybe too much blame on the coaches, but Brian Callahan, to me, like, he needs a win.
Yep. Badly.
Badly in this game. Just to cool things off, you know. And again, and I agree with TD. You know, confidence, I mean, it's fickle and it's fleeting. And right now they just seem to be a team that has picked up from last year where it's like, we're going to find a way to lose a game. And, you know, doesn't mean that winning this game, all of a sudden they're going to get on some kind of a roll. I doubt it because of what they have. But it's a little bit of confidence with a few of the people, you know, a few guys on this team. You know, I think that they have some promising things on defense. Special teams has been really good.
Yep.
And they're running the ball. You know, they need to protect their quarterback, and it's going to be a challenge because they don't have Latham. I mean, the Colts aren't the last two teams in terms of pass rush, but Latu and, you know, Pay and those guys, they're just looking at this matchup eagerly, I promise you.
Well, big week for Dan Moore, too. Like, you're not going up against elite pass rushers.
Because the right tackle is going to need to be helped.
The right tackle is going to need to be helped. So, like, can you hold your own in this game? He's not done it through the first two games. Can you hold your own in this game? And if you can't, it's like, oh, boy. Like, here we go again at left tackle. Joe, quickly, the college football game you're most looking forward to this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, Texas Tech, Utah, because I just really want to see, okay, Texas Tech, all that talent. They've blown out a couple bad teams. Let's see it. And, again, Devin Dampier is the Heisman candidate. A lot of people don't know yet, but I think, especially if they win this game, he is an electric player. So don't miss that game. It's in the early window tomorrow.
Looking forward to a big weekend in college football. We'll be back Monday morning to recap Titans and Colts, and a big win for the Titans. Next man up with Jake Lyman coming up next. You're listening to 102.5 The Game.